This is the Jake Asman Show on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Jake Asman.
We continue here on the program as we are just one day away from the week one slate of games. We have the Eagles and the Falcons start us off on Thursday. But tomorrow, it really all begins. And now joining us on the BetDSI.com inside line to talk all things football and about his career is a five-time All-Pro, a nine-time Pro Bowler, a Super Bowl champion with the Baltimore Ravens. That, of course, is safety Ed Reed. Ed, Jake Asman here in Houston. How are you?
Good, man. I'm doing well. You know, all is well, man. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So I know you're with Crown Royal. I want to start with that. I'm fascinated by their new campaign. What can you tell our audience about what you have going on with Crown Royal?
Yeah, man. I mean, Crown Royal has been around, you know, my family for a long time. You know, those purple bags, you know. But I partnered with Crown Royal to promote, you know, the water break. You know, and the water break is about drinking responsible. You know, we want people socially, you know, to enjoy themselves at the games and at tailgates and you know, bars or whatnot. But we also want them to be smart, you know, to understand that you got to go in the game with some energy. You know, we don't need you going in the game sloppy. You know, we need you to understand that, you know, you can consume some alcoholic beverages, but you need to take a water break to kind of coach yourself, you know, to enjoy the game, to be there with your family, to be there with your friends, you know, and to get home safely. That way you can do it all over again the next weekend.
We're talking with Ed Reed, five-time All-Pro, nine-time Pro Bowler. He, of course, is with Crown Royal. And I have to ask you this. With football season now underway, we have the Eagles and the Falcons on Thursday night. How much do you miss being out there on a field on an NFL Sunday?
Oh, man, I miss the camaraderie with my teammates. You know, I miss the dinners. You know, I miss going to Root Chris with those guys and talking about the games after we played. You know, being on the field, you know, after I saw a couple of interceptions drop, you know, and safety go down, and it kind of made me think, you know, can I still do this? You know, you know. But, yeah, man, I mean, I think when you love something the way I've loved football, the way I attacked it, you know, that love and play was going to always be there. You know, I had a conversation with Edrin about it this past weekend, and he was like, "Do you miss it?" I was like, "E, I think you always miss it." He's like, "Nah, I don't miss it." I'm like, "I don't know, E. You know, I think if we was able to play this game, you know, without all the physical components that come with it, you know, we would still do it." You know, I'm reminded by when my dad was like in his late 30s, early 40s, he playing in my old neighborhood against the young guys who tried to tell the old guys that they were better than them. And the old guys went out there and won the game. You know, so I always had that thought in the back of my head, especially now that I'm, you know, you're talking future Hall of Fame and all that stuff. You know, once you get that yellow jacket, it's really over. So I gotta see if I can make one more go at this maybe.
You mentioned the Hall of Fame. I personally think you belong in Canton, Ohio one day, Ed. What would that honor mean to you?
I don't know, man. You know, when you get there, seeing those guys on stage, you know, Dr. Doom, man, who I watched and just admired his story at the Hall of Fame and watching that brotherhood, man. I don't know how I'm going to react to that. You know, watching Brian Dawkins go in there, who I looked up to. You know, watching Ray go in there, who I played with, you know, and watching Randy Moss go in there, and countless amounts of other guys who were on that stage, who some I played against, some I watched and just admired, man. You know, I don't really know how that reaction will be when I get there. You know, as I think about it now, it's more about my parents, my mom and my dad, you know, my brothers, my uncle who supported me for so many years, my family and my environment, my friends, my peers who really supported me throughout that time, you know, the University of Miami, my high school, my teammates through the process. You know, it's so many people that really helped me through this process, man. You know, so as you can see, it's just so much that probably could come up and come out, you know, where emotions kind of get you. You know, I'm an emotional guy to some degree, you know, so hopefully I'll be able to stay together and really give you the reason why, you know, Ed became a Hall of Famer.
We're talking with Ed Reed right here on SB Nation Radio. And, Ed, for you, this is a tough question because you had such a storied career. But if you have to think back and maybe pinpoint one moment in your career that immediately stands out to you, your favorite memory as a player, what would that be?
Oh, man, that favorite moment, man. For me in the NFL, my favorite moment was winning the AFC Championship. You know, I cried like a baby knowing that I was going to play at the biggest game of my career in my hometown, New Orleans. You know, I don't think a book could be written about how my story came about from New Orleans to go back to New Orleans. You know, after being the last team to play in the Superdome, after Katrina to be the first team to play in there for a Super Bowl, I don't know, man. It was all God's working. You know, it truly was all about God in my life and that whole football season. As Anquan and Torrey Schmidt and Bernard Pollard and Ray, those guys, Terrell Suggs, all those guys know that, how much we went through, you know, and how many things that happened and transpired for us to get to that championship game and to win it that way we did. It was just so special, man. So I just thank the Lord, my Savior, my salvation for really allowing my family to give of me, you know, to this game and to the fans of football.
I have to ask you about your former teammate, Ray Lewis. We just saw him be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame a couple of weeks ago. What's your favorite Ray Lewis story, if you had to pick out one?
My favorite Ray Lewis story. Oh, man. You know, my big brother sat me down my first year in the league at his house on the stairs, and we're talking about the business. We're talking about football, talking about life. And he just was an open book to helping me. You know, times when I just crashed at his house after watching countless amounts of film at night, you know, just getting ready for a game. You know, that right there was the ultimate, you know, for me, you know, and for him to take me, you know, ask me did I want to go work out with him, Monty Sanders and Rohan Marley in Jamaica on a little patch of grass and sand, you know, was the ultimate. You know, I mean, he really helped me to establish a better lifestyle of eating, preparing for games even more so than I knew, you know, from high school to college, because I had some great coaches that helped me to get there, and Ray just built on that, you know, from a brother's perspective, and I really appreciate that.
We're talking with Ed Reed, who's here with Crown Royal. Before I let you go, who are some of the young safeties in today's game that you watch and say, wow, ton of potential, a ton of talent? Who stands out to you as you're watching today's young safeties come through the league?
Oh, man, I'm watching a lot of these guys. You know, so many, man, it's hard to get them by name these days. You know, there's a lot of guys wearing 22, but should I say 20, not 22. But, you know, I like Landon Collins. I like Earl, obviously, Eric Berry, you know, Rashard Jones down in Miami, Jalen down in Jacksonville. You know, man, I'm a DB guy, no doubt, you know, but I love the game as well. So it's not just DBs, but, you know, I'm watching pretty much all these guys and how they making plays. You know, I was watching that secondary of the Falcons last night and watching Jinx play with the Eagles still. You know, Corey Graham is on the team. So, yeah, it's a lot of guys who I still just look at, like, wow, man, watching them do their thing. Like, I was watching Ronald Darby last night, who I coached in Buffalo, man. Just so proud of that kid. You know, Stephon, who I coached in Buffalo, who's with the Patriots now. Just watching those kids who I've talked with and watching them, you know, continue to do their things and take strides, man. It's encouraging to me as a coach and as a friend and player, you know, watching those guys make plays and do their thing.
He's Ed Reed, 5-time All-Pro, 9-time Pro Bowler, Super Bowl champion, and one of the great safeties and future Hall of Famer, I might add, as well. He's here with Crown Royal. Ed, Before I let you go, one more time, tell our audience who maybe just tuned in how they can get involved with the new campaign with Crown Royal.
I mean, the easiest way to get involved with this is to tell your friends, make sure your friends are drinking water, hydrate. I know it's tough to get people to drink water when they're consuming alcoholic beverages because they feel like they got it, but you got to let them know they don't. And then a good way to let them know that they need to take a water break is, you know, to let them know that you want them to celebrate and enjoy the game with them. You know, you want them to be in tune with what's going on.
That's Ed Reed. Make sure you check out all his work he's doing with Crown Royal. Ed, an absolute pleasure talking with you. Enjoy retirement, and we'll see you in Canton one day.
Thank you, man. Y'all have a great day.
Our guest lines are sponsored by BetDSI.com. Use promo code NATION25 and get a $25 free wager today. Get all the plays and the inside line at BetDSI.com. Thanks again to Ed Reed for joining us. When we come back, more football talk here on the Jake Asmund Show, SB Nation Radio.